6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Jennifer Adolabi. In the headlines, President Mahama swears in 2 new justices to the Supreme Court. National Ambulance Service says all efforts is being made to intensify rescue operations at Melcombe disaster scene. Ministry of Local Government asks MMDAs to strictly enforce procedures and laws on structural development. Workers urged to take interest in labor studies to help influence the climate of industrial relations. Tobe Afede, re-elected president of Volta Regional House of Chiefs. Syrian opposition forces elect George Sabra as leader in struggle against President Assad's regime. And CIA director resigns over sex scandal. President John Mahama has sworn in 2 justices to the Supreme Court. They are Justices Anthony Benin and Justice Akamba. The 2 have served in the judicial service for more than 30 years. The president promised government's willingness to increase the number of justices to the Supreme Court from 13 to 15, as suggested by the Constitution Review Commission. Gloria Anderson was at the castle and reports.
Justice Bene and Justice Akamba have served the judicial service for more than 30 years. Justice Akamba for 5 years served as chair of the Justices and Magistrates Association and was also the director of the Judicial Training School, while Justice Bene worked in the Gambia for several years and also worked in the ECOWAS Courts of Justices as a judge and became the court's vice president. President Mahama administered the oath of allegiance, oath of secrecy and the judicial oath to the 2 justices. The president emphasized the need for a transparent and free court and promised government's commitment to ensuring that the judicial service is well-resourced.
Under this administration, the Supreme Court will be reserved for the finest jurists. As you are well aware, the government has accepted the recommendation of the Constitution Review Commission that the Supreme Court should be capped at 15 judges. This administration will ensure that from now on, the number of judges remains at 15, and that there is a waiting list of distinguished jurists for quick processing as and when vacancies occur. This administration is committed to doing all it can to ensure that the judiciary remains competent, effective, resourced, and free to dispense justice, especially in an election year such as this and in its immediate aftermath.
The Chief Justice, Her Ladyship Georgina Wood, hopes the 2 justices will make an impact on the bench.
I would urge them, in addition to their work on the bench, to help in all legitimate ways that they can to build the capacity of the junior members of the judiciary to enhance the good democratic credentials of the judiciary of Ghana and, more importantly, of this great country. So together, we on the bench and indeed the people of Ghana can boast of a truly independent and effective judiciary.
Justice Akamba and Justice Bene were full of praise for the appointment to the Supreme Court. Justice Bene had this to say.
Your Excellency, my colleague and I only wish to say that we stand firm by the oath of office that we have taken. We have served the country for over 30 years, as the Chief Justice mentioned, so we only rededicate ourselves to the service of the country, that we will do our best to uplift and uphold the integrity and commitment on the judiciary to do justice to all manner of persons. We are also committed to the development of the judiciary.
Justices from the Supreme and Appeals Court, families and friends of the 2 justices grace the swearing-in ceremony.
Gloria Anderson. The head of the National Ambulance Service, Dr. Ahmed Zakaria, is giving the assurance that everything is under control to rescue the remaining victims of the Melcombe disaster who are trapped under the rubbles. He noted that a major challenge facing his unit is the inability of emergency wards at the various hospitals to accommodate the victims. He also pleaded with the media to cross-check facts before putting them out in the public domain. Dr. Zakaria spoke to Kingsley Obinchere.
The challenge that we have, which has always been a problem, is the fact that our emergency wards around the various hospitals don't have so much capacity, so they are easily overwhelmed with such disasters. So if you were to visit the various hospitals, you will realize that they just have few beds. And so if you transport casualties there, you see that they are not able to take more than a certain number. And I think that has been the major challenge. And besides that, the other challenge we have is that, you know, the public are very curious. And so when such disasters occur, they come and crowd the area, and sometimes movement the vehicle out of the disaster area is always a challenge. Apart from that, I think everything has been under control so far.
So you heard the head of the National Ambulance Service, Dr. Ahmed Zakaria. Now, the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosu-Ampofu, says metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies must be proactive to ensure that the right procedures are followed when putting up structures in order to avert any future disaster. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News last night, Mr. Ofosu-Ampofu said, though developers use all methods to outwit authorities, they will do everything, if anything, to prosecute offenders. He said henceforth, contractors and developers who are found to go contrary to the law will be sanctioned. He spoke to Kingsley Obintre.
A lot of concerns have been expressed about metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies and the role they are supposed to play in this all-important exercise of supervising development of building and subsequent inspections and others. That is the responsibility of the MMDAs. The MMDAs, by Act 462, are empowered to ensure that before every development takes place within a particular jurisdiction of a district, permit is sought by the developer, and the assembly has to go through a number of processes. In the first place, there is something called the Statutory Planning Committee. This Statutory Planning Committee is made up of all the technical experts who meet under the chairmanship of the Metro, Municipal or District Chief Executive, whichever the case may apply, to look at the application that the developer has brought. First, to look at the building plans, and then you have to purchase a jacket, and they have to process this one for you. And then before you start the building, the engineers will have to go on site. When you finish with the foundation work, the substructure, then they have to go and inspect it, and then ensure that you have developed first to the mixture of your concrete is rich enough to ensure that the superstructure can stand on it without causing anything like what we have seen now. So
you heard Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosu-Ampofu. A geographic information system expert at the Remote Sensing and GIS Unit of the Department of Geography and Resource Development, University of Ghana, Dr. Alex Bermawusu, believes that incorporating an effective GIS into development planning is one surest method to help rescue people quickly in the event of any mishap. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Dr. Owusu said a strong database must be kept at all times to know the exact number of people at peak and off-peak times in any public building or facility.
What's going to happen is when you have a disaster like this, you can quickly pull out the database and then determine the situation in terms of how the building looks like, which levels are likely to be most or worst affected, and the number of people that are likely to be there. And part of this is also getting the data from the census, which takes not only the nighttime population, but also the daytime population. You know, when you normally fill your census sheet, they will ask you, where do you live, right? So the place that you live is basically nighttime population. Because if you're a worker at daytime, you are not there. So you need to know where you are during the daytime. So we take daytime population versus nighttime population. They also take head count on the average number of visitors per shop or per office. In that case, we have an idea of the approximate number of people.
So from what you are saying, it means that we are not incorporating a lot of these things. That is why we are having the present challenge of knowing the exact number of people trapped.
Definitely, that's very important because, you know, you might have heard from Mekong that they have about 50 employees, but already they are already talking about 72 and over people, which means they really don't even know.
Dr. Alex Bremausu. Now, Radio Ghana caught up with the Secretary General of the Ghana Red Cross Society, Samuel Addo, who said his team has been working tirelessly to help in the rescue efforts. He indicated that the society is also taking care of members of the operational command, which include volunteers. Mr. Addo, however, noted that Ghanaians need to be schooled on how to handle accident victims, a scenario, he said, if not handled professionally, aggravates a victim's condition.
So far, it's a bit distressing, but then luckily, we are always prepared. We have trained our volunteers to be always ready for this. And so since it started on Wednesday morning, our volunteers have been here throughout, but then we run them shift. 20 come, and then another 20 will come and relieve them, and then another 20 will come. And basically, what we are doing is in three phases. The first one is we are part of the search and rescue mission, whereby we help to locate where people are. And then when people are located, and then the army is able to create the entrance for us to pull them out, because we have been professionally trained, we now do it in a more professional way, resuscitate them a bit, and then hand them over to the ambulance service who carry them to the identified hospital. Also, you can see that there are a lot of crowd here, those who are participating in the search and rescue, and those who have come as mere onlookers. So the people who are participating also, when some of them need resuscitation, we provide that help. And also the crowd also, we hear sounds of people collapsing, so we go and give them that support and then revive them.
That was the Secretary General of the Ghana Red Cross Society, Samuel Addo. Some of the volunteers who spoke to Radio Ghana were optimistic they will make headway in the rescue operation. One, however, blamed the management of Melcom for turning deaf ears to complaints made by its staff.
You know what you recognize, that those Galamse guys who came in to rescue the people were saying people were in there who are still alive, but we didn't know. So later they came to show us there's one here chewing biscuit that was already going to find the person, put the person in a good location. So I went down there with them to see the person too, that he was still alive, chewing biscuit, taking drinks. But where he is, there's a pillar blocking him, so you have to use the light to see him. So now they are trying to move that place, and there are other people too dead. There's one pregnant woman whose park car is being parked here. I saw the car early in the morning before the incident happened, that they came with the husband and other people. Their cars are still there. And there's one guy's motor who is still there. He's dead in. Four people are lying at the back, at the back corner end of the building. Four people are dead over there that you are witnessing. There's one pregnant woman, the stomach is even burst out. You can see the intestines and everything over there, which is very bad.
I'm appealing to the whole nation and the whole world to support us in prayer, because we are at the one point whereby it's two things. It's either those who are alive either die to join their brothers and sisters in, or they survive. So this is a critical point. So I'm appealing that, you know, Reverend Ministers, everybody go on your knees and cry to God. Number two, the rain also wants to fall. The moment the rain falls, that's the end. Then the work done for the whole day is zero. It means everybody will die. So please support us with your prayer.
You heard some volunteers at the Yachimota Melcom disaster scene. Now, still on the Melcom building's disaster, the presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has visited the scene of the collapsed building, Melcom building in Yachimota. Nana Addo, accompanied by some party bigwigs, called for more resources for the security agencies to enable them to fully undertake rescue missions in the country. Addressing the joint task force responsible for the evacuation of trapped persons, Nana Addo commended the security agencies for the swift response to the disaster. Abraham Donko and Brighton Trama have filed this report.
Rescue efforts were continuing when the presidential candidate of the NPP, Anis Entourage, arrived at the scene. He was briefed on arrival by the Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Imbawini Atintandi. He told Nana Addo how swift the security agencies reacted to the accident. He said nobody has been recovered as at the time Nana Addo arrived. He noted that there are still people and somebody's trapped in the debris.
When it happened in the morning on Wednesday, the information got quickly to all the agencies involved, and then there was speedy reaction. So within 30 minutes, people were already here, you know, to try to see what we could do. We can count several institutions that were here. We have the armed forces, we have NADMO, which is the lead agency,
We have the police service, we have the National Ambulance Service, and the Ministry of Health system in total. By 12:30 yesterday, we had recovered as many as 70 all alive, 70 people were recovered.
Nanadu, after the briefing, commended the security agencies for the swift response to the disaster. He said the accident has raised the need for the security agencies to be well equipped and ready for emergencies. He also commended the neighboring community for the show of love during the time of the accident. He called for investigations into the circumstances that led to the collapse.
It's an occasion that tells us that we need to do more to resource these aid to be able to perform even better. I hear that, for instance, the Israelis are bringing in machinery to help them, which is normal course of events. Our security agents should have as well. It's a moment for all of us to ponder about the work they do and the need for us to ensure that they have the wherewithal to be able to respond effectively when such things. It's a tragedy that has affected all of us, and I'm happy to see that the Ghanaian nation is standing firm in solidarity with those to whom this tragedy has occurred.
Nanadu and his team later visited the 37 military hospital where some survivors have been hospitalized. He sympathized with them and encouraged them to continue to have faith in God. Nanadu donated 10,000 Ghana CDs to a fund raised by the New Statesman newspaper.
Abraham Donko and Brighton Trauma filed that report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra. Another look at our major stories. President Mahama swears in two new justices to the Supreme Court. National Ambulance Service says efforts are being made to intensify rescue operations at Melcombe disaster scene. Ministry of Local Government asks MMDAs to strictly enforce procedures and laws on structural development. Workers urged to take interest in labor studies to help influence the climate of industrial relations. Thugby Afede, re-elected president of Volta Regional House of Chiefs. Syrian opposition forces elect George Sabra as leader in struggle against President Assad's regime. And CIA director resigns over sex scandal. The Deputy Minister for the Interior, Kobi Echampong, has noted that firefighting has today assumed a level of sophistication. He called on the Ghana National Fire Service to develop programs and strategies to meet the challenges posed by technological advancement. The minister, deputy minister, was speaking at the passing out parade of recruit course 45 at the Ghana National Fire Service Training School in Accra. He gave the assurance that government will continue to support the service with modern tools and equipment to enhance its work. Here is a report by Linda Goji.
The Ghana National Fire Service plays a vital role in the prevention and fighting of fires. With the advancement of technology, the work of firefighters has become even more demanding and sophisticated. It is in line with this that government continues to provide the needed support to the service. The Deputy Minister for the Interior, Kobi Echampong, assured the service of continued provision of modern equipment and other logistics to make their work easier and less hazardous.
The government of the NDC has since the beginning of the year 2012 procured for the Ghana National Fire Service a total of 125 new fire tenders, 55 units of double cabin Nissan pickup vehicles, 4 turntable ladders, 4 towing vehicles, breathing apparatus, protective clothing and other essential equipment.
That was Deputy Minister for the Interior, Kobi Echampong. The Acting Secretary General of the Trades Union Congress, Joshua Nsa, has called on workers to undertake courses in labor studies to improve industrial relations climate at their workplaces. He was speaking at the 2012 mini graduation and closing ceremony of the Certificate in Labor Studies program organized by the Trades Union Congress in collaboration with the University of Cape Coast. Here is a report by Nanama Omari.
The Certificate in Labor Studies, CLS, is a capacity-building program that aims at encouraging, implementing and providing valuable basis for critical reasoning and analysis for identification of potentials in labor-related issues. The acting principal of Ghana Labor College, Isaac Yani, appealed to management to consider running evening programs for workers interested in pursuing the program but are not given the permission by their employers. He also urged the graduates to let their employers see the transformation in their performance.
A report by Nana Ama Omari. Now, Vice President Park Kwesi Emesirasa says the NDC is the only political party with a track record of ensuring that every community in the country has a fair share of development. He said it is for this reason that the NDC is touted as a development-oriented party. Vice President Emesirasa said this when he addressed NDC supporters and chiefs and people of the Ningo Pampam constituency of the Greater Accra region. He advised the supporters of the party not to vote for any member of the party who is contesting parliamentary seat as an independent candidate. Sefeye has filed this report.
Vice President Emisa Arthur, accompanied by the incumbent MP and parliamentary candidate for Ningu Pram, Iti Mensah, and Greater Accra Regional Minister Nilaye Afoteabu, made whistle stops at Ahim, Ningu, Dawenya, Afienya, and Mataheku, and addressed enthusiastic NDC supporters at Lethbongono. Vice President Emisa Arthur assured the people that all their developmental challenges will be addressed vigorously by the next NDC government if they retain it in power.
The NDC, we say, is a party of development. By development, we mean that we go to the towns and communities and we provide to them what they want. So, in this community, I see that the lights are now working. Who brought the light? I hear the water has started flowing and it's going from town to town. So, who brought the water? And I know that in 2000, the road contract had been given and it was going to start. And then it was stopped for 10 years. The NDC was not in power for 8 of those years. The thing wasn't done. So, it is the party of development and we will develop every community.
He assured the people that the sea erosion, which has for a long time destroyed their canoes and houses, will be addressed soon.
Before we came here, we went to look at the sea, the erosion that is taking place there, the boats that are destroyed. So the Tenka people have come, they have seen, they are working on a solution for you. So we are the party of development and we want to bring development to the people. We are the party of the people. For us, the people matter. So what the people want, we will try as hard as we can to do. We are doing it. So when we came and I saw a signboard saying no construction of road, no boat, I said, some people don't want you to have the road, so they have put this one there. Because if you don't vote for the NDC, there will be no road. Because you know that it's only the NDC that brings development.
The Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing and MP for the area, Iti Mensah, told Radio Ghana that the government has come out with a comprehensive program known as the Coastal Protection Project to protect the country's coastline.
There's a study which has been carried out that if nothing is done, within the next 15 to 20 years, many of the towns will be taken over, including even the ministries, Mensah Gini area, all the way through. Now, what has happened, the Adan Corridor, is that the first project which was started, it was found out that other projects downstream were suffering. And so, some work was done, and Parliament has approved to extend it all the way to Wekumangbe, close to this place. I've also sent the Tenka people here. Now, my instruction is that they should package everywhere. So this has been packaged already, and it goes all the way through to Mensah Gini and Bigbeister. We're looking for funding for these.
The Greater Accra Regional Minister, Nilaye Afoteabu, appealed to the supporters to have faith in the party and close their ranks for victory on December 7. He said the NDC is a party for all Ghanaians and does not discriminate against anybody.
Sefeye filed that report. The Member of Parliament for Frontman East and Second Majority Chief Whip, George Kuntu Blankson, has asked members of the NDC who have decided to go independent in next month's elections to rescind their decision and instead support the party's candidates. Mr. Kuntu Blankson, who himself lost the NDC primaries to Abeku Krenzel in the Frontman East constituency, says the decision of certain individuals to go independent will neither be in their own interest nor that of the party. He has therefore declared his support for the NDC's candidates in the Frontman East constituency. Mr. George Kuntu Blankson made this known when he donated items worth 125,000 Ghana cedis to selected communities in their constituency. Here is a report by Doreen Ampofo. Over the last few weeks, some NDC members have decided to go independent in next month's elections after they had lost the party's primaries. This is because they felt cheated in the party's primaries. They believe they stand a better chance to win the constituency seat as independent candidates. Some of these candidates include Dr. Atokwasi in the Commander Idina Egwafwebrim constituency, Michael Teinyauno, MP for Lower Manya, and Andrew Okaikwe of Okaikwe North constituency. A few days ago, the party gave such members a 7-day ultimatum to rescind their decision, as it is feared that it might affect the party's chances in the elections. The incumbent MP for Mfantsman East, George Kuntu Blankson, says it will not do any good for staunch members of the party to go independent. He says they must think about the future of the party and not their current situation.
After the election, many things were said. I've been approached by the government. They sent a delegation, they met me in Cape Coast, they spoke at length with me. And some opinion leaders within the community have called me, they talked to me, and even the late president had encounter with me before he died. And as a responsible citizen, I must pay heed to the advice given me. That is why I did not decide to go independent. If I have gone independent, I would have won the seat hand down. But it will not do good for the party. If today you find yourself not in the position of MP, you might find yourself elsewhere. And when the time comes that you want to come in to contest again, people will base your presentation on your achievements. So I will appeal to my colleagues there. It will not be in their own interest to go on independent. They should come back home and assess the party.
The items he donated are 10 generators, 20 computers and accessories, and 10 motorbikes. The items are to be distributed to the police, health centers, and schools in the constituency. According to the beneficiaries, this gesture will go a long way to enhance their operations.
It's a blessing in disguise. I don't know how come that this photo has come at the right time like this. Because the Saturday and then there are stations that we don't have any vehicle at all. So during this election time, it's going to enhance our job.
The computer given to the district will help a lot, especially when every school is now teaching ICT. The major issue is that some schools are not connected to the electricity. And as a result, the use of some of this equipment is not very much effective.
The aspiring MP from Mfantsman East constituency, Abeku Krenso, thanked Mr. George Kuntu Blankson for his support and appealed to the electorate to vote for him on December 7. Doreen Ampofu reporting. And in news beyond our borders, the director of the United States Central Intelligence Agency, CIA General David Petraeus, has resigned, admitting he had an extramarital affair. In a statement, he described his behavior as unacceptable for the leader of the nation's main intelligence agency. Unnamed official said General Petraeus was in secret affairs with his biographer, Paula Broadwell. He took over as head of the CIA in September last year, proud to becoming CIA director, and was a four-star general in the U.S. Army. The opposition Syrian National Council, SNC, has elected George Sabra, a Christian former communist, as its leader following talks in Qatar. Mr. Sabra says his election means the council is not sectarian, adding that more weapons are needed to help depose President Bashar al-Assad. And now to end the news, the main points again. President John Dramani Mahama has sworn in two justices to the Supreme Court. The two who have served in judicial service for more than 30 years are Justices Anthony Benin and Justice Akamba. And the director of the United States Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, General David Petraeus, has resigned, admitting he had an extramarital affair. The news was presented by Jennifer Adolabi in Accra.